Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, we're back live, ladies and gentlemen. Big financial news, total breakdown of the implosion that we're now witnessing. This is just the beginning of the total implosion. And I have to be honest with you, that's what every indicator shows. Bob Chapman, expert on all this, coming up in the next segment. We're talking to a great lady. She's Barbara Penninger. Barbara, finish up the point you were going to make. Tell us your parents' names, where they're at. You've gotten your daddy back. You've demanded after 9 days a feeding tube for your mama. You fought them off, but finish up.
Well, I hate to bring this up now so close to the end, but one of their rules is if you're over 50 years old, they have to check temperature rectally. The day after I finally got my father home, I got a call from the doctor's office saying he had contracted a pathogen in the hospital called VRE. And they wouldn't go into what it was, but they had to call in a medicine for it, and I had to go get it. And
they wouldn't tell you. They treat you like an animal. So basically,
right.
they didn't clean the thermometer.
Correct.
Just like the big Hollywood guys, two kids almost died when they gave them like a thousand times the amount of vitamin K they were supposed to have, and then they treated him like he was bad. Dennis Quaid.
Of course, I Googled VRE and found out that it is passed through rectal thermometers in hospitals.
Of course. I mean, look, 300,000 people died just from missed drug diagnosis. 60 Minutes said 100-plus thou. That's the lawyer trick. You know, they almost killed Quaid's kids. And I'm not attacking them. The point is, they're not God. It's the most dangerous thing after automobiles is these hospitals. And they treat you like, we're not going to tell you what it is, ma'am. We just gave your dad this. But by the way, you're evil. We're going to kill him. You know, I mean,
right.
This is the, we're not going to give him a feeding tube, but you're bad because you didn't give him a shot. Tell him your parents' names.
My father's name is Bobby Waldrop, W-A-L-D-R-O-P, Waldrop, and my mother is Marie Waldrop.
Okay, and again, tell them which facility they're staying at.
It is, now my dad is home.
Yep.
My mother is at Methodist Hospital North in Memphis. But just so you'll know, the only thing that will cure VRE is a drug called Vioxx. Zyvox, Z-Y-V-O-X. And for 20 pills, it is $1,500.
Oh, I know. You ought to make them pay for it because they didn't clean the rectal thermometer. But you did look. Just pure evil. Look, keep me abreast of the situation. We're going to post the story you sent us, okay?
Okay.
We won't, is that okay?
That is fine.
And we're not going to post any of the private stuff. And God bless you, my dear. And of course, your case is nothing compared to many. But I want to thank you for calling in to warn people. Because by being quiet, they would just get away with more and more of this. So it was good talking to you.
Well, thank you, Alex.
Take care, my dear. What a great lady taking care of her parents. She could just be yuppie scum and just warehouse them and let them die like most people do. There you go. Hey, you don't believe me that Mercury's stolen the vaccines? Just go to the doctor, act like you want a shot, and say, by the way, can I see that insert? And then have them tell you it's not in there and then read it's in there. See, don't believe me. Don't believe me. Go look it up. Cops listening right now. You don't believe sodium fluoride was put in the water to brain damage you and me and everybody else? You think I'm a kook, don't you? Why don't you go find out and find out who really runs things and gets your head around what we're really dealing with here? This is a nightmare. Psychopathic scientist elites who think they're God having their way with us with a bunch of compartmentalized monkeys running these hospitals, schools, everything else. Y'all make me sick. All of you that follow your orders and don't know what's going on. The Bible says they perish for lack of knowledge. Stop having lack of knowledge. At least don't give your kids the sodium fluoride water. At least don't give them the mercury vaccines. At least care about your children.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
It's progressing, and it's only a short time until it's completely taken over every aspect of your life. We are entering martial law. There are 10 telling signs of martial law. America has them all. Use the short time left to protect you and your family with the vital information in this book. Find this infobomb online in book form at survivemartiallaw.com. This book will tell you everything you need to know and how to prepare. Know exactly what you'll need to have hidden to live and how to survive under severe martial law. The worst part of martial law is in the beginning stages. SurviveMartialLaw.com will show you how to act around controlling troops, where to store life-saving supplies, and what to look for. Surviving can be difficult, but possible. Arm yourself with the knowledge, as this is the only weapon you will have to protect your family. Go to SurviveMartialLaw.com or call 608-819-8011. Act today, as there will be no warning.
Government is best, which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
It's not who votes that counts, it's who counts the votes.
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community.
For a limited time, go to LibertyStickers.com and receive a free Ron Paul bumper sticker with any purchase by entering the coupon code GCN. LibertyStickers.com is the place to go for custom stickers for your business or your political campaign. Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626 and express your freedom of speech today.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Well, we've taken you to Tibet for the chairman of the governmental organization In Abstention in India. The chairman of that organization exposing the mass murder and tyranny by the Red Chinese over there. We've also covered what's happening in the markets in the first hour. Then we covered the police state in 9/11 in the last hour and how they're trying to euthanize the old in this country with the government social workers, not just the children they're trying to get. They just want to get your children and put them on a bunch of drugs and leverage up the money they get. They get $200,000 a year if they get them on drugs, or adopt them out for $500,000. And now we're going to get back into the economy and where all this is going. This is a big issue. You're going to have continual coverage. We're going to have the head of the New York Business School on again this week, Dr. Paul Craig Roberts on again this week. I'm trying to get Stiglitz back on again this week. But somebody who's really a straight shooter and been in this business forever and has been spot on is Bob Chapman. We're going to him in one moment, theinternationalforecaster.com. Before I do that, I am trying to help third world children in Africa, in the Philippines. We're sponsoring a girl in the Philippines, a boy in the Philippines. And his name is Kent in the Philippines. His family earns $175 per month. His age is 10 years old. And, folks, $22 a month gets these children, and I'm sponsoring too, food, shoes, clothing, basic education. It's a good organization. My parents had fostered, through this two kids whenever I was growing up. My uncle lived in Guatemala on work he did, and lived next door to people who were running this operation in Guatemala. So they were really good people. So I check into charities before I promote them. If you go to InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or TruthNews.us or RonPaulWarroom.com, you'll see the Children International banners. Link through. Look at the children. Pick a child. Help them. Sponsor them. Don't wait. I know things are getting tough in this country, but that's the time to help others. Believe me, the UN and the globalists aren't helping them, and Children International is. Okay, going to Bob Chapman. Bob, every expert I've had on, you, Dr. Roberts, the New York School of Business guy, Shadow Trends fella who tracks the government's fake numbers, everybody's saying depression in the next year or two, but I know you guys are being conservative, but it looks like to me the unraveling's happening faster than even what Joseph Stiglitz and you said. I mean, I know you're being conservative, so your estimations and your forecast will come in correctly, but am I wrong in saying it looks like this is starting to happen faster than you thought?
It could be, but, you know, as you get older and you look back, you see the things, even in today's age, don't happen usually as fast as you think that they will. I'm giving them 2 to 3 years out. If there's no untoward act, the last untoward act was the lady who works from Oppenheimer, Meredith Whitney, who is a bank analyst who came out and said, I think Citigroup's got some serious problems. And that's how this all began. She opened up the Pandora's box, so you never know when all of a sudden something like that's going to pop up. But that's possible, but not probable. So,
well, wait a minute. That happened. I mean, that happened 2 weeks ago. Yeah. When, well, I mean, that happened 2 weeks ago when Greenspan went over and talked to the group of Arabs, the oil-producing states, and told them dump the dollar. So all the evidence I see shows they're trying to drive down the dollar, cutting interest rates, knowing that's going to happen. But now it looks like it can't even save the brokerage funds or the stock market, like they're going to blow everything.
Well, they will save them selectively. You got to remember that there are banks within the banking system that own the Federal Reserve. Their shareholders do. And so they're not going to allow them to go under. And so you have the Goldman Sachs, Lehman Brothers, Citigroup, J.P. Morgan Chase, et cetera. They're not going under. Not part of that group was Bear Stearns. And also Bear Stearns refused to join them in the bailout of LTCM in 1998. And they've never forgotten that. And it was payback time. And Morgan paid $2 a share for a stock that was selling for $170 about 8 or 10 months ago. And incidentally, one-third of the stock in Bear Stearns was owned by their employees. So not only are they going to take horrendous losses, almost 100%, but they're going to lose their jobs, most of them, too.
Okay, Bob, in the time we've got, I want to pick your brain here today because there's so much going on. We can get stuck on one facet. Then if we're talking about 2 to 3 years, and that seems to be what all the experts are saying, why still 2 to 3? Because, you said last year we'd see the earnings come in, that would precipitate more of these imploding. We have the Carlyle Financial imploding, going completely bankrupt. Now they're talking about other major houses going bankrupt. I mean, you still see this on trend for 2 to 3 years?
Yes, I do, because they're going to continue to create money and credit. They're going to inject money into the system just like they are now, $200 billion this month. And the collateral that's being given is junk bonds for all intents and purposes. And eventually what's going to happen is the banks, which are that receive that money, are part of the Federal Reserve System, and they're part of the owners of the Fed. They're not going to be allowed to go under, so they're going to keep the money. And the Fed is going to keep the toxic garbage, if you want to call it that. And what happens next is eventually the Fed sells that stuff, but they don't care whether they take a loss or not because they created the money out of thin air.
But
and
that
so
will devalue.
Pay for all this, the public with massive inflation.
Exactly. And then they'll claim we've got to pay taxes back for it, too. So we'll get double hit, right?
Well, I just got a piece from Ron Paul. He said they're setting up the legislation now
to increase taxation to pay for all of this.
Yeah, well, I've seen that coming in. Yeah, they say exactly. Tripling the cops, just sucking off of us, tickets everywhere, fines, fees, global warming taxes. They admit that's going to pay. Man, it's going to be hellish, Bob.
Well, then you got the court case in Washington, D.C. They're going to try to take away the guns.
Yeah.
And if they do that, they're liable to have a revolution on their hands.
Oh, yeah, they're going to rule against the Second Amendment and then spin it and say it was a pro-Second Amendment rule, and they're going to say, oh, you have a right, but we can restrict it, and they're going to call it a victory, and that'll and the NRA will tell its people to stand down, and people will probably just hand them in. You know,
Well, my advice is make sure you've got plenty of Cosmoline and start burying.
Cosmoline, that grease. Now, Bob, they're talking about other big groups like Lehman Brothers shares hit as domino speculation grows. How far do you think this dominoing as huge brokerage funds and you know, huge outfits implode? I mean, do you think it's going to domino?
Well, they're going to try to extend it out as long as possible. And that way it won't totally, completely, quickly impact the market. And that's what they're hoping for, and people like Lehman are going to be helped.
Now,
and
down the road...
$20 million, they're going to get it.
Down the road, though, this is going to make the implosion worse, isn't it?
Absolutely. Because they can't keep on doing it indefinitely. They did exactly the same thing during the early 1930s, and you saw what happened.
Just super hyperinflation and inflationary depression.
That's right, and that's why it's so important that people have gold and silver-related assets. And, in fact, I have never seen worse market manipulation than what I saw this morning. It is so blatant. Anybody on Wall Street is a professional who doesn't see it as a nincompoop.
Okay, well, I'm a novice, but tell me if I'm right. Gold opens at 8 o'clock in the morning in New York. It shoots up to 9:30, and then they dump masses of IMF gold. They pull all sorts of shenanigans and drive it down to 1,000. Then it shoots back up to 915. I mean 1,015. That tells me their old tricks aren't working anymore.
Yeah, you're right, but that's what they are doing. But what they're selling or whether they're shorting, I don't know right now. But I do know the commercial shorts on the COMEX. Their shorts are almost at record levels. Now, I was a trader for 25 years. I owned my own brokerage firm. And never could it be that all of the commercials were all net short. It's impossible. So that has to mean that the United States government is guaranteeing them against losses.
Explain that in layman's terms for people that don't understand the types of mechanisms.
Professionals in the market who make markets, they're the ones that you go to when you purchase or you sell, we'll say gold. And usually, historically, most of the time, the professionals are short. That means they're betting that gold's going to go down. And if they're in the stock market, they're betting stocks are going to go down or a particular stock. And that's just the way professionals operate. But I have never seen all of the professionals all record short at the same time. And the only thing that can induce that is guarantee that you can't have a loss. And the only one that can guarantee that, that indirectly controls the exchanges in the final analysis, is the United States government.
So we're entering complete financial Alice in Wonderland.
Absolutely. And Wall Street is catching on. That's why commodities and gold and silver are going bonkers, because they're sliding their money over there. At the same time, this Federal Reserve and the Treasury and the Working Group of Financial Markets, of which they're all involved in, that's why they're having a hard time keeping the stock market up, because money's leaving and they're going over into gold and silver and commodities, and that's going to get greater and greater and greater as we go out over the next 2 years.
Bob Chapman, I want to continue to pick your brain, theinternationalforecaster.com. Always honored to have you. Quick break. We'll be right back with Bob as we continue to analyze the unraveling that's happening right now.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order Master Plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, M.D. of the Nutramedical Report here on Genesis. Allicin's natural antibiotic from Alamax Nutraceuticals U.S. is a real thing. This amazing molecule is a stabilized antimicrobial, antipathogenic killer from fresh, never-before-available garlic. Allicin molecule is biologically active against all bacterial pathogens, viruses, fungi, parasites, TB, and it kills flesh-eating bacteria, MRSA, Acinetobacter infections, and ravage our everyday health. Taken daily, it removes these stealth pathogens, clearing our bodies of disease activators that cause chronic health issues, and means a much higher level of wellness for you and your family. Order today for fighting disease, turning on your immune system, activating infection-fighting properties against sinus, lung, bowel, skin, Lyme disease, nail fungus, colds, flu, ringworm, gum disease, diarrhea, athlete's foot, and cholesterol. Secure online ordering is available at NutraMedical.com or call 888-212-8871. That number again, 888-212-8871, the most powerful natural antimicrobial available.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water, and it's designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF Shower Filter normally, $49 for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call Jeff and order now by calling 562-544-0507. That's Jeff at 562-544-0507. Or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now.
There must be some kind of way out of here, folks.
There must be some kind of way out of here.
Now, we've got one of the real experts out there, and we always appreciate him bringing his intellect to the show. I'm jumping in a lot because there's so many points, so many questions I've got. Bob, I remember the IMF documents that make such a big deal out of from 2002, where they talked about how they engineer the implosions of economies, how they issue all the credit, the big banks, and like you said, the banks that own the Federal Reserve, they position themselves safely, then they cause domino effects to blow out the mid-level and even larger banks to consolidate. But then you and others say this may be something that even hurts them. But I do see a method to the madness. How much of this is just greed and out-of-control behavior, and how much of this is the larger mega-institutional banks just having a payday?
Well, first of all, they planned this. Second of all, everything went haywire for them in the Middle East. They tried to reverse the program for Europe, the United States, and Canada that they set in place to demolish their economies and their financial systems. They couldn't stop it. And then, as I explained earlier, this lady came along and said, hey, all of these people don't have any clothes on. And glory be, they didn't. And the whole thing came tumbling down. And so it's something that they're into that is out of control. That's both the Fed, the Treasury, and the markets. And it's only a matter of time before it comes unglued further and further and further. And they're hoping that they can last it out. Well, they did the same thing between 1929 and 1931, in opposition to what Milton Friedman had to say, which was totally wrong.
Well, let me ask you this. People are saying there's incredible parallels for that year and a half, 2 years, where the stock market went up and down and where they pumped money into all the big firms. And people are saying it's a carbon copy. Is that accurate?
It's close. The only thing is the leverage now is, I don't know, 20, 30 times what it was then. At that time we had a relatively homogeneous population, a low crime, people saved, people walked around with $20 gold pieces in their pockets until depression took hold. It's different today. People don't have gold coins or gold bullion, so to speak.
They don't live on a farm.
They don't live on a farm. There's a relatively high crime rate compared to the 1930s. And people should know better today, and they don't. And the reason why is they just don't care.
It is going to be absolute bedlam. Bob, you know, you've been in Army intelligence, counterintelligence. You've been, you know, the biggest financial newsletter out there. Then you're retired. You've got one of the biggest now, built it back up. What do you think when it hits, whether it's a year or 3 years from now, when it finally hits rock bottom, what is it going to look like in the streets?
Well, I think as the economy degenerates into recession, depression, more people will be out of work. Their benefits will run out. Taxes are going to go up at the worst possible time, of course. And the dislocation is going to be terrible because you have all these people losing their homes, then their cars, then their jobs, and you got an awful lot of people living under bridges. And desperate people do desperate things. And that's why government wants to get the weapons away from people. There's about 450 million of them in the United States, and they desperately want them because they don't want the people to fight back because that is going to be the natural outgrowth of what they're doing. And they know that. And so it's extremely important that people never give up their weapons irrespective of the possibilities that that are put before you in keeping them when you shouldn't have them, like, you know, going to an internment camp. And so they can pry them from my dead, cold fingers.
But, I mean, this mess is so big, Bob, just looking at it from my perspective, this isn't Tibet where nobody's got guns. If 1% of 100 million gun owners, and it's more than that, fights back, their butts kicked any way you cut it. And 1% will...
They know that, too. And that's why we can't allow them to do that. Because they will drag those 210,000 mercenaries out of the Middle East and bring them back here because for 200 grand a year, they'll kill anybody.
Idiots.
I mean, murder for hire today, it's easy to get somebody murdered for 30 or 40 or 50 grand. That's just the way it is.
Believe me, I know.
And it goes on every day. Of course, our government, when they do it, they pay far less.
I know. And then they tell us the people doing this are good patriots. Most of them are felons or illegal aliens. And the good ones that aren't.
Well, most of them are disordered, believe me, that's for sure.
Yeah, they got mental problems. Bob, stay there. Let's come back and talk about how to protect ourselves. And I got a bunch of other stuff here.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few consumers even know such products exist. SFR has obtained this technology that is backed by testing that the major oil companies have run, yet they don't want you to know about them. This product is made right here in the United States and is not a typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR lasts up to 6 months. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. SFR recently ran this ad, and the response from all over the United States was so strong that they are allowing my listeners to buy one at their regular price of $9.95 and get another one free of charge. If you are not completely delighted with the savings, SFR will refund the purchase price and shipping. Share in the oil company's secret and get SFR now. Call 888-USE-SFR-1. That's 888-USE-SFR-1 today.
Doctors around the world claim that cancer and other diseases cannot live in a pH-balanced alkaline environment. But as you know, most people are overly acidic due to stress, acidic diet, and lack of exercise. pH balance is the foundation of energy abundance and perfect health, as well as prevention of disease. People who alkalize the water they drink experience normalized blood sugar, mental clarity, and loss of weight. It was intended for human beings to drink alkaline water, but due to modern way of life, most people are overly acidic. The fact is that disease simply cannot exist in an alkaline environment. Fat accumulates if a person consumes too much acid on a regular basis and doesn't neutralize it. Do your part. Alkalize and supercharge your body now. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops contain a special mineral salt concentrate that raises the pH of the water you drink up to the pH of 10 with only 10 drops. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops now by going directly to alkavision.com. Again, that's alkavision.com.
Fact. Rapid industrialization has resulted in environmental pollution, and its curse on world health is staggering. We live in a toxic world that is bombarded by 7 new chemicals each day. The human body is amazing and efficient in design, but because of the polluted world in which we live, is unable to remove all toxins. The solution. Detoxification integrated with Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa. The Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa helps to aid in cleansing the body of harmful toxins while energizing and oxygenating your entire body at the cellular level. Detoxification works with the Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa because it addresses the needs of individual cells, the building blocks of human life. For mental clarity, restored vitality, a stronger immune system, clear skin, and health in every aspect of your being, order your Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa by visiting NutraMedical.com or call Dr. William Deagle at 888-212-8871, 888-212-8871.
The reality of the crisis in the U.S. economy. People who used to own their own homes are living hand-to-mouth on land once occupied by those less fortunate. In the last month, some 60,000 houses were repossessed, their occupants forced out when they could no longer meet ever-increasing mortgage payments. Now they shower at a local church and get by on handouts. They have nowhere else to go, and it's a difficult adjustment, but some are determined to get back on track.
Because once I do get a job full-time, instead of just one day a week, I'll be able to save my money and get a car and make it easier to go back towards work.
This woman used to live in a 3-bedroom, 2-bathroom house, but when her husband fell ill, it became impossible to make ends meet. Now they live in a mobile home at the camp, and family visits are a thing of the past.
We have a lot of grandkids, too. And they used to always come over and stay and stuff. They don't come here. I don't want them to come here. We go there and see them at their house.
Others, too, are finding it difficult to let go of what they once had.
I lost the home, settled all my bills.
All right.
Sold it for...
There are clip after clip up on InfoWars.com of these giant tent cities popping up. And you look at it. It's not the drunken ne'er-do-well drug addicts. It's blue-collar people living in tents or mobile homes. And I notice in the message boards and in the mainstream message where people are like, ah, oh, forget them. They're poor. They're scum. They shouldn't have got a loan they couldn't pay back. And that's true to a certain extent. But why did the banks give it? Why do we have to insure it? Why is the government bailing it out? You're going to pay taxes on it, and you're going to get hit by your savings being devalued. And then I had a guy yesterday I was talking to go, well, I don't care what was happening to the country. I don't own any stocks. Those companies are imploding. That affects your business. That affects where you work. Bob, what's this attitude of some Americans who laugh at people that are being thrown out of their houses and who think that this imploding economy isn't going to hurt them? I mean, that seems like such a modern attitude where these yuppies are trained to just say, so what, that doesn't affect me. Isn't that the height of decadence?
No, it's the height of ignorance. And it's the same thing conceptually during a war. You get four guys in the trench, and they think the other guys are going to get it, and not you. And it just isn't that way. As you say, it affects the entire economy, and so they should be concerned. But people are ill-educated. Even people who have business degrees don't know about the things that we talk about, or even masters and some with doctorates. I mean, this is out-of-the-box stuff. This is stuff that people just don't know, and that's why your program and programs like it are so very, very important, because we're educating people to protect themselves and to care about what goes bankrupt and who loses their job, because it affects everybody.
What do we do to protect ourselves? They're trying to push gold down right now. Obviously, it's exploding right back up. Where do you see gold going in the next couple weeks, the next month, the next year? What other commodities are good, Bob?
Well, 1600 will be easy this year, and we may see much higher prices. A minimum of $3,000 on gold and $100 on silver, and we could go much, much higher. They are going to lose control down the road, somewhere between now and 3 years from now. And when it happens, hyperinflation will just go crazy. And, of course, there'll be that stagnation called stagflation. And it's just an ongoing thing. You go long and you stay long for the duration of the greatest, biggest bull market in history.
Bob, continue. Continue with what you think is a safe bet for folks.
Well, the most important thing is gold and silver coins, and take delivery. Don't leave them anywhere. Take delivery, buy a safe. You can buy a gun safe for $1,500, and you can put your guns in it as well. And that's the best line of defense. The second thing, for those who would like diversification and more speculation, they would buy numismatic coins, and they would also buy shares. And we recommend different things like that to people, although we don't sell anything to anybody at any time, nor do we get paid by anybody to do that. All we do is have a subscription service. And incidentally, we answer everybody's questions. And
now you're amazingly accessible.
Call today to people.
In fact, that was bringing me. You're amazingly accessible, and your info has just been immaculately accurate, unfortunately, Bob. I wish we were all wrong about what's happening. But people can get a free trial subscription to their newsletter at theinternationalforecaster.com, can't they?
They certainly can.
They can also call a toll-free number.
If they want to call toll-free, they can call 800-375-4188.
Give that number again.
800-375-4188.
And I mean, this is really, you know, breaking it down stuff, too. This is full-spectrum analysis, really a lot of key info at theinternationalforecaster.com. Give that out again, Bob, the phone number.
800-375-4188.
Now, listen, what I want to do is, there's too much to cover today, and I'm about to get into some 9/11 info. You've agreed to come on in the first hour tomorrow, so at about 8 after, Bob. That's 11:08 Central Standard Time. We've got you on for that hour, into the next hour a little bit. I want to open the phones up tomorrow so listeners can call in, because they'll bring up issues and angles that I didn't bring up, so we can really get into this. We'll also know more about how many companies are going to collapse tomorrow. But your bottom line is deepening recession for another, 2 years, and then, just open announcement of when the inflation fully comes home to roost, that we're in a depression?
Well, you'll see a non-usage of liquid funds. In other words, the speculators and and companies will no longer be using the funds available. And when that happens, the Fed loses total control. And that's when you want to be out of everything except gold bullion coins. And then you take them for the last ride. They'll probably retain 80% of their value, whereas everything else, if the last depression is any indicator, everything else will drop from 60 to 90%.
Good God. And a lot of people think 1,000 is the top. You're saying conservatively year-end 1,600?
Yeah, conservatively. And I believe that we could see much higher prices than that because they're going to lose control of the manipulation of the markets, the gold and silver suppression. They're going to lose control of the Dow Jones Industrial Average and the S&Ps. The S&Ps have already broken down.
All right. We'll talk to you go ahead.
No, that's okay.
No, you were finishing up that they've already lost control. Go ahead.
Yes, and the S&Ps have already broken down. And so it's just a question of when is this thing going down? Where's it going? I would say 10,300 and on the Dow. And eventually next year, probably down to 7,268, which was the low during 2001. And that means that all the investments of pension funds will drop probably about 40 or 50%. And it's going to create a lot of problems throughout the world because all the other markets will go down. We're not going to be the only ones, even though it was caused in America, that are going to suffer from all of this.
Absolutely. Thank you for joining us, Bob. We'll talk to you in the first hour tomorrow.
Okay, bye-bye.
TheInternationalForecaster.com, because we can't cover it all in just 30 minutes with him. I'm racing here because I want to bring Luke Radowski up. Bo Deedle, the big famous New York detective and the head of the police union and the rest of it. They confronted him, and he just started saying, yeah, my daughter thinks it's an inside job. Why were there no body parts? Why was it all turned to dust? Then he gives, but then he counters with, but they were hollow inside. No, the buildings had 47 giant steel columns. So Deedle says he has questions. This is big news. He's a Fox News contributor. Before we do that, I'm just going to plug this one more time briefly. Ted Anderson at the $1,000 an ounce level, and it's gone well above that today to $130 an ounce, $1,030 an ounce, has a limited time offer of British sovereign gold coins at $277 apiece, Franks at $220, Walking Liberty halves at $210 per roll, and that comes out to basically silver spot. So give the folks a call at 800-686-2237, 800-686-2237. I think that Bob and others are being too conservative. I personally think it could be by next year we could go into a depression. I mean, this is happening too fast, but whatever. I hope none of it happens, but there's no way it's not going to happen in the next three. So I just, of course, they'll probably say blood in the streets and people starving to death is in a depression too, and play clips of me saying this later. But just 800-686-2237. Get into precious metals, 800-686-2237. Going to Luke Radowski, we're just almost out of time here. Luke, introduce, first I want to commend you. You guys are on fire at wearechange.org. Bo Deedle, tell folks about the audio they're about to hear. Luke Radowski.
Bo Deedle is a Fox News pundit. He's been doing a lot of talking against 9/11 truth, but we were able to confront him in the streets of New York City. We actually came out, and we actually agree on more than we usually thought. And God bless his daughter for talking to him about 9/11 truth.
Tell folks where this happened.
Oh, this happened at the John McCain event. This was March 11th. We were doing actions on John on March 11th. We actually got to confront John McCain, Carl Cameron, Senator Graham, and one of those other confrontations was Bo Deedle. And we got to we talked to him on the way coming in. He came out, started calling us anarchists, and then he started talking to us, and we had a great conversation with him.
And for those that don't know, he was one of the guys on stage with Geraldo when they ordered us arrested for standing on the sidewalk protesting in New York. You know, he's gone on TV and attacked us, but now we had to cut a lot of cuss words out. This guy just is like out of the Sopranos or something. We're going to play a few minutes of this. There's more of it at wearechange.org and an article that Kurt Nimmo wrote at, or I guess Paul Watson wrote at prisonplanet.com. Here it is, as he's double thinking, saying, yeah, no body parts, blown into tiny little pieces. You know, he was told Building 7 was going to be brought down. I mean, this is incredible admissions. They tell him about the countdown. He says, yeah, I know. Well, I mean, hell, right there, the countdown. Here it is.
We're not anarchists. We're American citizens. We're family members.
You remember the movie One Tough Cop? You remember the movie?
Yeah.
I should knock out 10 guys, one by one. So who wants to go first?
You gonna knock us out?
You want to debate?
All I say is, kids, listen to me.
I like these young gentlemen. Listen, truth of the matter is, whatever feeling you have, I respect that. My daughter goes to college. She said, Dad, I'm doing a paper. It was a conspiracy. But what you feel, I respect everyone's feelings on everything.
The fact of the matter is they had 5 to 6 inch floorings.
Mm.
They wanted aesthetic views of full trading floors without any kind of support in the center. The columns on the outside, when it was built with columns about 2 foot wide on the outside. The weight of these friggin' columns was so heavy on those floors. It was never built for built to go down like that.
Right.
And that's a friggin' lie. Anybody says that.
Right,
all I'm saying is the construction of that building sucked, and they never dreamt in a million years that the tragedy that happened.
What happened to World Trade Center Building 7, where we have firefighters?
I was there that afternoon. Yeah. Okay, so let me tell you what happens now. The builders come down. I'm in my office.
Yeah.
We shoot down there because they said people are trapped there and all that.
They were.
So we want to help cops, firemen, and all that. So I had a suit on. I go to the Army Navy store. I put boots on. I put dungarees, sweatshirt on. We shoot down there. All of a sudden, it's about 3:30 in the afternoon. Now, they're starting to say, get away, that number 7 is going to come down. Now, you got to understand something. When they go down, these buildings, I said, where the hell did these buildings go?
Yes.
You're talking about 110-story buildings that... evaporate. Where are the people? I respect everybody here. Because I ask the same questions. It's such a devastating thing. I have 4 children. I've lost friends that John, my friend from the FBI was killed. John O'Neill. We lost a lot of family members. I just wish to God that it wasn't what it was. I had my daughter and my children up there 3 weeks before the build. My daughter was, Dad, we don't belong here. Something scary. She was crying. She wouldn't get out of the elevator. And then when I went down there, I stayed there till 6 o'clock in the morning trying to help people. There's nobody to help.
There was nothing left.
Everything was pulverized.
Yes.
Whatever. If we blew it up, if the government blew it up, where the f*** did all these bodies go? It was pulverized. And you know what? No bones, no DNA were found. It's just something that he says, well, where's the body parts?
Yeah.
I didn't see no body parts. I got there around 2 o'clock in the afternoon. All I'm saying is this.
Yeah.
If there's a conspiracy theory, all I do agree with you is on one thing. And Bush and Clinton, with their relationship with Saudi Arabia, I agree with you. They're kissing their asses like that. Because they're sucked up, and that family that took off, that's a crime. We all agree on something, okay?
But my problem with this
whole thing is, I was there. I can't understand where bodies went.
Me too. Okay, I can't understand that. 45% of the people there are missing. But let me tell you this. I know many people who are affected as well. Yeah. One of them is Kevin McPadden, an Air Force medic who came down to help. Yeah. And he said he heard the countdown to Building 7 from 10 all the way to 0 before they took that building
now,
down.
Can I just say one thing?
Yeah.
When the first plane hit, I was on the bridge going to the viaduct to my office. I was in the Daily News building. I got out of my car. I saw the second explosion. I didn't actually see the plane because I was too far away. The explosion was the size of the building in the center of the building, the second explosion.
Yeah.
Now, I rushed through. They closed the Midtown Tunnel. I show my badge. I shoot through. I'm in my offices. All of a sudden, now we're watching. I have a perfect view down there. And people start to scream. Now, they're on fire. We're saying, well, should we go down there? People are trapped and all that. We didn't go down there immediately at 10 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
Next thing I hear screaming. I looked up. And when these are coming down, you know what the first thing I says? They have bombs in those buildings. I'm telling you what was in my mind. I said, no way. There had to be bombs in the building. But the problem that I have with this whole thing is, no, the 2 plane did go into those buildings.
Yes, we all agree with that.
And when the way those buildings came down, but if you understand the science of the thick steel on the outside, these floors had these things called salamanders in it, which 5 to 6 inches of concrete. That's all they had in the middle of that building support.
I want to come back and finish with Luke. It goes on and on. He talks about how his daughter thinks it's an inside job, brought him movies, brought him documents. He's got questions now. And he said, I don't know if the government effing blew it up. All I know is those people were pulverized. So I understand. I have the same feelings you do. And this is the head of the police union, the head of, you know, just everything. I mean, the guy's the big, you know, top cop in New York, basically. And here he is with two gigantic guys that are like 7 feet tall, about to weigh 400-pound bodyguards with him. Here comes Deedle up to a bunch of people, you know, average 25 years of age, going, hey, anarchist, who do you want me to knock out first? And I remember making eye contact with Deedle, and he was yelling at me, laughing at me, and I just told him, you know what, we know you're involved in the attack if you cover it up. Then he kind of acted all weird when I was confronting him down in New York. But the point is, this time he just starts spilling his guts. None of us are safe while these killers are operating. And good for Bo Deedle that he finally woke up and talked and basically spilled his guts. Got to be bothering you, Bo, doesn't it? You know the truth. You know what happened. Why don't you come out all the way?
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
HempUSA.org is now offering free shipping worldwide to better serve our customers. Our goal is to get these fine hemp products to you in the least amount of time so you can enjoy what the powder seeds and oil can do for you. HempUSA.org has a warning that the U.S. food supplies are dangerously low, and we urge you to protect your family with hemp storable foods today. Tomorrow may be too late. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. This incredible food source is loaded with enzymes so your body can digest the food you eat. And it creates an alkaline environment where cancer can't grow and parasites cannot live, and brings funguses, viruses, and bacterial levels down and to a halt. Try our powder seeds and oil today. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. If the body has the proper nutrition, it will heal itself. Ask yourself, why does our government not allow this crop to grow in the U.S.? This product is also great for pets and animals. Call 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org today.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful, attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
While you were sleeping, they came and took it all away.
They came and took it all away. Laid them in the middle.
I think the unraveling's happening faster than we thought. Argentina, Brazil, to drop U.S. dollar in bilateral commercial transactions. Folks, the 7 News is coming in every day. You know, I just want to get Luke on for a full hour to really get into what We Are Change is doing. WeAreChange.org. We're about to go back to him and finish up with this Bo Deedle situation. Before I do that, you know, one of the biggest most successful vitamin and mineral supplement companies out there is New Vitality. We're proud to have them as sponsors. And when they approached us about being sponsors, they said, well, look at our whole catalog about 6 months ago. So I tried some stuff in there. And out of their huge catalog of things I tried, because I already knew they were good, was their Aloe Ease Colon and Body Cleanse and also their Super Beta Prostate formula, which all men should be taking. This is all well documented. The health of your prostate is something that every man should be thinking about. Most men are going to end up suffering from prostate problem in their lives. And these are well-documented herbs that are just so good for your overall health of your prostate and all the things that it's connected to. 1-800-569-4056, 1-800-569-4056. You can also get the Aloe Ease Body Cleanse by calling 1-800-569-4056. Take action, ladies and gentlemen. Give them a call. Your health is worth it. 1-800-569-4056. Going back to Luke Radowski. Luke, in closing, I appreciate you coming on such short notice. Just good job. I want to get you back up sometime this week when we're ready to talk about it. I don't know how much you want to get into, but we know they're trying to set us up for the bombing in Times Square. We knew they were pre-setting us up beforehand because they're scared we're going to expose them. They better be scared because, you know, people that are defending the system are now complicit to the murders on 9/11. But you had somebody we know as an operative show up last weekend, physically assault one of the guys. You got it all on video and holding up a sign saying that 9/11 Truth, We Are Change was behind the attacks in the attack in Times Square. And of course, international media just happened to show up right when that happened. So you guys are under serious operations right now. And so we're just all praying for you, Luke.
Not only that, but from Geraldo and even other 9/11 Truth websites. But one thing I just wanted to say, that these attacks and these distractions won't ever stop us from fighting for the people who were affected by 9/11. This will only embolden us and make us fight stronger. We will never stop.
Well, the ridiculous thing is they're mainly targeting you because you started it all, but it's an idea of liberty. You can't kill it. It's spreading every, what is it, 60-something chapters now?
We're unstoppable, and what's great about We Are Change, there's not one leader. The leader is an idea. It's a spirit. It's a spirit of change, and this change cannot be stopped, and it's going worldwide. We have chapters internationally all throughout the United States, and wherever these criminal politicians, wherever these criminal plutocrats go, we're going to be there. We're going to confront them. We're going to speak truth to power.
Well, we know the feds are running the no plane thing, saying no planes hit to discredit us. We know their operatives are, but to have one of their operatives show up, assault somebody, and hold up a sign saying 9/11 Truth, you know, did the attack in Times Square. I mean, that's so obvious. They're getting so desperate. And when you didn't attack back, that sent them into a red rage. They are going to lose, and I hope they know that. God bless you, Luke. Great job.
Thanks for having me.
You bet. Folks, I've been plugging this hard lately because once it starts going up, it's not going to stop. I want you again to call right now and get into silver at spot, folks. They've got it, $210 per roll of silver coins. They've got British sovereign gold coins at $277 apiece. European francs at $220 apiece. Give them a call today, 1-800-686-2237. I tend to hold all the plugs to the end. I appreciate folks supporting all our sponsors. But I'm telling you, this is a great deal, 1-800-686-2237. If you missed the first hour, it was from Tibet, jam-packed. It's restarting right now at Infowars.com at the streams. But you got to go to Infowars.com. There are the streams right there. We'll be right back at Infowars.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today. Jerry.